Time that it's ended up in this particular circumstance where a Russian pilot actually struck the drone, causing us to have to bring it down. That's the first time that's happened, but it's not the first time that they have intercepted or tried to harass these flights. The message that we delivered to the Russian ambassador is that they need to be more careful flying in international airspace near U.S. assets that are, again, flying in completely legal ways, conducting missions in support of our national security interests. They're the ones that need to be more careful.
Wat je nu hebt is een D-meneur.
Thank you. On this recording, you will hear an orchestra of singing birds. Every sound in this musical composition, every note, chord, background, solo, every sound and every combination of sounds was emitted originally from the throats of birds. If at certain moments they seem a little off pitch, it's because the bird you're hearing that moment sings a little off pitch. But keep in mind as you listen that nothing has been added. If you think you hear something that sounds like a particular musical instrument or a human voice or anything else other than bird calls, you're wrong. It's bird songs and nothing but bird songs that you're about to hear.
Hello and welcome with a little whistle. This was Jim Fassett, who was a radio speaker back in the, I think, 50s. And he went out together with some professional bird recording people and decided to take these bird recordings and put them on reel-to-reel tape and then slow down the reel-to-reel tape. When he did that, these melodies from the birds could be heard, which on the original speed would just sound so fast that the human ear wouldn't be able to detect the beautiful melody that was hidden in that very fast bird song. So yeah, this is the start of the new episode of My House and Your House, the March episode, the springtime, where I have more bird song for you, and I also have some dub. I don't know, it's something about bird song and dub that kind of in my head goes hand in hand. So yeah, this is what you can expect for this next hour. And so thank you for joining me and happy listening. Here is Declaration of Rights by the Abyssinians. Yeah, I think a little Declaration of Rights is very appropriate at this point in time. Here we go.
Mein Haus ist dein Haus.
Yes, I hope you're with me so far. This was definitely a little more in the experimental department, which also I love and hope that you can appreciate too. This one was called There's So Much Mad in Me. Really like that title. And that was by Dave Adju. Before that, Bird's Lament by Moondog, the legendary composer who I think used to walk around the streets in New York with his music machine. And then we had Magic Bird Song by Glynis Jones. So yeah, keeping up with the theme, next one up is also a special one called Goody Pal, Señor. And this track of his is called El Birds. And L is obviously electronic. Correct me if I'm wrong. Goody. Thank you.
good. Look at you. I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting there for you. I'll be waiting there for you.
Yes, yes, yes. This was actually a new unreleased track from me, Phalo, and I call it Beldur Dub. And before that, we had Alton Ellis and Hortense with I'll Be Waiting. just been into the dubby world for a while and shifting in and out of other soundscapes, universes of sounds, planets of sounds. There's a lot of moods to be found out there, searching for music, and moods carry emotion, and emotion is very human-like. And I was just taught yesterday by a wonderful colleague that music often is about pathos, and pathos is what is appealing to emotions. So, yeah. With that said, let's move on with band Ene and her track called Delicate Memories. I think that's pathos for you. Here we go.
Oh, Thank you.
my house, and your house. First we had O'Clo with Fall, and I played a track or two of hers last time as well. I just found her music and find it really great, that minimal potent sound, lovely. And then it was a track called Wee Rosebud, that was by Clarissa Connolly. So beautiful. Last we had Banana Walk by Dub Specialist. You can probably tell that all the dub tracks that I played on this episode are very vintage. I feel like back in the day and in Jamaica, they were some of the first to begin to experiment with sound effects like reverb and dub delays and tape echoes, and just kind of made a whole genre out of experimenting with these effects that back then you obviously didn't have a plugin. You could just smack on it. But I think several of the engineers in the studios experimented with making their own or their own chain. And yeah, just shout out to that. That's kind of amazing. It's very interesting, I think. And it's probably also a big part of why I like to listen to dub. Yeah, so let's move on to a track called Peace and Unity by Sonia Spence. And here we go back to the roots. So yeah, let's hear it. And then I promise we'll end off with something magnificent. All right, tune into this.
Why can't we stop the killing? Why can't we stop the fighting? And live in unity. Every day we're fighting, taking our brother's life. It's time for peace. Yeah, it's time for peace. Such a beautiful world. The Father's given us living, and all we do is make war, yeah, war. You know, it's time we start to live like human beings and not like untamed animals. Mm-hmm. Remember the boys and girls of today will be the men and women of tomorrow. We have to live, yes, we must live for them to see.
casa meva, a casa teva.